There'll be two recordings, Wanda.
Okay.
Let's first start with what we went through at camp.
Okay.
I'm hoping by the smile on your face that things are going well.
Yes, things are going well.
Good. Because I was like, this is going to really be like some coaching moments for myself internally. Because I just literally felt like I did an amazing job, honestly. All right, so tell everybody what happened at camp. So they
Do I need to say the backstory?
Tell the backstory. You get the backstory.
Okay. So I've been heavy basically all my life, but I've lost from 2008 to 2016, I lost 170 pounds. And I don't know what happened between 2016 to about 2018. I put 140 of those pounds back on. And I joined the tribe. I didn't even know when I joined. I joined back in April of last year.
Okay.
And I'll be honest that from that time until really up until the time I came to camp of this year, I really wasn't really working the program. I was just a paying member and wasn't really utilizing anything. In January, things came to a head. I'm a nurse and I was working in a busy emergency department. I had some mobility challenges. I had mobility challenges when I was at my heaviest before, but when I lost the weight, I was able to kind of resolve those mobility issues because I need bilateral knee replacement, which I still need bilateral knee replacement. But of course, they won't do it until I lose the weight again. And my job called me out on it and basically put me on paid administrative leave initially, and then now put me on disability. And that, they haven't said that I'm fired. I'm still on disability, but I have to resolve this issue, my mobility issues, before I can be able to go back to work. They didn't say that language, but I'm going to challenge them once I lose a significant amount of weight, and hopefully my mobility improve, that I can be able to go back. They said that I couldn't do my job because if somebody came in and needed CPR, I couldn't get down there to do the CPR. So basically they put me out of work.
Okay.
So that's where I am. Livelihood.
You were at April camp, right?
Yes.
We had January camp too. And I'm just making sure that I remember which camp we were at.
I was at April camp.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm so glad that I made the investment to come to camp. I originally was reluctant because I said that if I would have known all of the things about my job, I wouldn't have paid to come to camp, but it was the best money spent. I am so glad that I came to camp because I believe it really helped me get on the right path, and I believe I'm on the right path right now.
So let me tell you what happened about a camp. So we had our first night. And you were the first person I coached, right?
No, actually, you're second. I got coached Saturday morning.
Saturday morning? Oh, first person, yeah. Saturday morning. So first person, like, though, for big coaching day.
Right.
I just remember thinking, wow, we've really started.
Actually, you had coached somebody else, and I didn't know you was my camp mentor, Jerry. She asked me, she was like, are you going to get coached? And I was like, if she called on me, I had raised my hand Friday night, but it was at the end of the day and you didn't call on me. And so, Mary Jo and Jerry, you know, when I came in, it was like, you going to get coached? I said, well, if she called me, I'll get coached. But if she raised my hand, you know, if she called on me when I raised my hand, I didn't know that Jerry had went and talked to you. And, so when you was coaching somebody else and then you pre-warned me that, you
were up.
Yeah, I was up to be coach, and that's when I found out that you was going to coach me. I was shocked.
I will just tell everyone it was the best coaching session of, like, not the whole, like, I always hate to say it was the best, but it was the best in terms of showing people how to, like, get a plan for yourself in place. Yes. Like how I process when I think about y'all's plans and how I want you guys to process it. So tell them what we did and give us all an update on where you're at with everything.
Okay. So we came up with a 90-day plan, and with the first month, I set a 90-day goal, which was, I thought it was pretty reasonable to lose 30 pounds in 90 days. And we came up with the plan. I told you that, you know, some of the problems, like I have sleep apnea. I told you that I bought my CPAP machine to camp, but I wasn't wearing it. I hadn't worn it. I don't know how long, but I don't even know why I caught it. Thank God I did. I caught it to camp because I was intending on changing it. But I had got there Thursday, Friday. I didn't wear it because we talked about that. And you said that I had to be full on committed with wearing the CPAP. And so I did, you know, wear it. And I've been pretty much, I haven't been 100%. I know you said that I was supposed to be 100% committed to the CPAP, but I haven't been totally 100% since we, since camp. But I would say I've been 80% trying to change that to make it 100%. Sometimes just laziness. I fall asleep downstairs and the CPAP is upstairs. I just need to make sleep, reverence my sleep better to get in bed and with the CPAP. But we came up with that I would do the 24-hour assessments. And I was really good with doing that and making progress with that. I did fall off like for a week or so. And then in the Facebook camp community, a couple of people called me out on it last week and was like, you know, but I hadn't decided how I was going to show up with telling my progress. But somebody was calling me out. And so as of a week ago, somebody called me out. And so I've been posting my 24-hour assessments daily in the Facebook camp community. And that's been helpful. Before when I went to camp, I think the Friday before camp, I was 394. And then last week when I weighed in last Thursday, I was 381.4. So I've already hit the 10 pounds. And you talk about getting your hair cut and colored. See, I cut all my hair off and colored it.
I was going to say, it's different than camp.
And I just feel like I'm making a lot of progress. Another goal we set, well, I haven't really been doing, to work out at least twice a week, which I've been doing. I've been doing that, but I've been kicking and screaming. But I told you I work with a trainer. Yeah. So most days, you know, when I get there, but I go kicking and screaming. I know I need to go more, and I was active when I was losing 170 pounds, and a lot of it, the mobility issues I have. And I know it's all excuses, but I need to do better with that.
And this is what I want you to see. I want you to see where you have your, where you've gotten started and the problems have come up, like where the rough spots are. It's time to smooth out those rough parts before you get on to the next bunch of stuff.
Okay.
That's really important. So it's like, one is that CPAP has to be 100%. And okay. Let me tell you why. I've been doing even more research on sleep and how it directly ties to weight loss and how important it is to the weight loss. It's even more than I even knew.
Okay.
It really regulates a lot of the chemicals that allow the body to go into like tapping into the fat stores and stuff. If you're sleep deprived at all, which is what happens with sleep apnea, you're not getting the levels of sleep that you need. So it's going to like, your body is going to want to store the fat because it's like sitting around thinking it's working all the time, and it will downregulate your metabolism.
Okay. This
is one of the things that I didn't really know that a lack of sleep did, is it actually down regulates metabolism. We always think it's, you know, oh my God, I'm not snacking or eating twice a day. Am I killing my metabolism? People who are not working on their sleep are down regulating their metabolism.
Right.
Your body's going to conserve energy if you're not giving it proper rest stores. And that's just the way it happens. So I want you to get that to 100%. Like if you have to take that son of a bitch downstairs, if you can pack it up in a suitcase, you can bring it downstairs every morning just in the event
you go to
sleep on the chair. Or set an alarm on your phone that wakes you up at a certain time at night in the event you fall asleep. And like, are you falling asleep on your couch or your chair or something?
Yeah, on my couch.
So if you're falling...
It's funny that you said about an alarm, because I just now downloaded a new app. I was looking at some things and I set an alarm to... for me a time to go to bed at, you know, a decent time. So I'm going to try. I just did that this morning. So I'm going to try that.
Do that so that you are like just showing to your brain how to prioritize that. That is like the big thing. Eventually you will have it prioritized when you keep setting triggers and teaching your brain, this is a priority. This is a priority, rather than letting it be like, oh, well, I forgot to do that last night. Oh, well, I forgot to do that last night. Your brain thinks it's not a priority when you talk about it like that. But when you keep insisting that it's a priority and you keep trying to solve that it's a priority, your brain will start treating it like a priority.
Okay.
The next is no excuses on these 24-hour plans. None.
Okay.
I'm so glad that you said that you have community. That's what is so important about the tribe, is that anybody who wants accountability can get it. It may take, like you came to camp, it may take a few group tries. It may take certain things, but plugging into some people who will hold you accountable to your plans, who will ask when you go, you know, when you ghost, stuff like that is so key.
Right. It's not only the Facebook, the camp Facebook, but my Marco Polo, which you, you set up, that's been amazing also, because I don't know, people who haven't had the camp experience before camp, like 2 or 3 months before camp, you assigned accountability coaches to us, and we still, our accountability coach is still, group is still intact, and we've been posting daily. So that's been really helpful.
Well, and that's one of the things that we try to do for all of the events, just so all you guys know, this honestly was not planned. I didn't realize we were going to come in here and get an update from one of our star campers, but before you come to like that 3-day training with me, the transformation weekend, or before you come to a camp, we assign you a mentor and you're in a mentor group. And I just think it's really important, because I want our girls, I just pride ourselves on being a strong family in PMP. And when we come to these events, one of the things that I know is I attract a lot of introverts. I don't know why, because I don't know if it's because I am an extrovert or what it is, but I want you coming, knowing some people, already being like challenged by some people, and just having people that you feel like have your back before you even get there. And it all, every camp, these groups stay pretty tight as they move along. Like they don't just, well, bye. It's usually they stay together pretty good, because they go through that experience together. And we have amazing mentors in PMP.
Funny story about my group. You know, I didn't know anybody, you know, before I came to camp, but I knew 15 people because, you know, you had established this group. And I don't know why, the first day of camp, Friday night, I thought it was going to be like a meet and greet and social. I didn't know that you was going to hit the ground running.
Oh, yeah. Everybody close your eyes. Feel your fear right now. We just start.
I didn't come down. It started at 5 and I didn't get down there. My campers, my accountability group was blowing up my phone. Where are you? Where are you? And, you know, they encouraged me to come down. Because I thought it was going to be a meet and greet.
No, now I make y'all start working. The other thing that I want you to do too is, so you are working out twice a week with your trainer.
Yes.
You're just kicking and screaming going.
Yeah.
That's fine. Okay. Let that be. That will teach you. I'm going to tell you right now, rather than you solving for that and being like, well, I shouldn't be doing that. I shouldn't be doing it. It's like, no, kick and scream.
Okay.
Keep doing that to practice doing things you don't want to do, to prove that. And I want you to tell yourself every time you do it, it's like, here's what I'm doing. I'm proving to myself that I can do things that I don't want to do, because that's going to take to lose all the weight.
Okay. I have a lot of help because I have this big team. I had a bigger team when I lost 170, but I have a big team and my trainer is a big part of that, you know, and a lot of times I text him, I'm not coming, I'm canceling. And he's like, no, you're not. Yes, I am. We're back and forth. And he'll call me and it's like, say, I want to hear what you want. You're going to show up tonight. And then, you know, I show. So, you know, I try. And he tell me, you know, that I shouldn't have to do all of that. But I do, you know, it's getting less. But
yeah, just for now, just do it the way you're doing it. Or if you want to give him a break, talk to your Marco Polo group and say, like, I think I'm not going. Like, I know that's not true. But I'm thinking, just start doing that with yourself. Just say, like, you know what? I keep thinking I'm not going, but I know I'm going because I owe it to myself. Like, I owe it to myself to do this.
Yes.
You have so much support. You have every reason for this to happen. You know this.
Thank you. I really appreciate all you have done. And it's been an amazing experience so far. And I know it's going to get even more amazing.
It is. I just, you have to keep me posted on how this is going. So you're like, how much are you down?
So my highest that I got, I was 394 before camp, and I'm 381. I'm so bad with math.
I think that's 13 pounds.
Yeah.
So you're almost halfway for what we set already.
Right.
So you're doing great.
Thank you.
I mean, you're doing really great.
Thank you.
All right. Just clean up those edges. And then whatever we agreed upon for the next thing, you can start working on that next. Clean me. Okay. Like, tell you all your groups. I've got 2 weeks of consistency before I can add anything else on. So 2 weeks of CPAPs, 2 weeks of 24-hour plans, and 2 weeks of, how about we do this? You can bitch and moan all you want in your head, but you can't text your trainer anymore saying you're not coming. You can only say, I'm on my way.
Okay, I can do that. He will be happy to hear that.
Let me ask you this. Why do you need to do that? I want you to ask yourself, why do I need to tell him I'm not and for him to tell me I am so that I can go? It's a long way around of just going.
Yeah. I say it's like, I do have mobility issues, but, you know, and I agree with everybody. I need to push through it because I got so much riding on. My career is really riding on this, you know, whether I go back to work, and I'm only 55 and I'm not ready to retire, you know, yet.
I want you to do a thought download on, why do I need to tell him I'm not coming and for him to encourage me to? I want you to look into that, because that's where, like, you're going to see what's missing is, oh, I still have work to do on me encouraging me.
Okay.
On me taking the firm hand and saying, no, we're going. Like, you're letting him do it for you, which is fine. That's part of accountability. But what this action is showing you is that you're relying on him wanting you there versus relying on you wanting to be there.
Right.
And that's why I'm saying, what if we just do 2 weeks where you're not allowed to tell him you're not coming? You just actually show, you text him and say, I want to be there today.
Okay.
And then you go.
All right. I can do that.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Ah, what a treat. Oh my God. I love today's coaching calls. And I went 2 hours. Sorry. The 84 of you that are still hanging in there, I applaud you. All right. We have 32 of the spots already sold for the Transformation Weekend in August. I'm just telling everybody now, if you are on the fence, I announced it, well, actually Saturday morning. I announced it Friday night and sent the wrong link out. So technically I announced it Saturday morning at 6 a.m. when I got a text from Sadie saying, my email's blowing up. Nobody can find the page. That means we only have, Kathy, I think it's 18. That means we have 18 spots left. So there's only 50 to go around and we have 18 left. So if you're going to do it, I'm just telling you, now's the time. This is the only one we're going to do this year. We are going to be opening up January camp June 1st. We are going to take 300 people for January camp. It's very different than the 3-day transformation. The 3-day transformation is just me and you and 50 people in a small room with the coaches and our mentors, and we're going to do a lot of coaching. We're going to do a lot of work on, you won't just come with a problem. You're going to come with like the problems you have, and you're going to learn the skills to start doing a lot of what you see me doing. We're going to really work on coaching and self-coaching and teaching you how to do all of that. Camp is where it's like, we're going to talk about big concepts and we're going to have a party and we're going to do all this other stuff. It's, as you can tell from what Wanda said, it's an amazing transformation even there, because you get surrounded by all the tribers. We do a lot of celebrating. We do a lot of group work. We do a lot of, I will coach a few people throughout the whole weekend, but it's lots of group work with mentors. And then I come back and I coach one or two people out of the room. And then we move on to the next kind of concept that it's going to help you figure out how to go home motivated and ready to slay the weight loss. And then the transformation weekend is more about you leaving, knowing what you're going to be doing, and you're going to have done a lot of work, probably going to go home more tired than you're going home motivated. Then you will be motivated because you'll have what, like, we get to dive a little bit deeper when we're in the smaller groups. So that is, and they also, you're going to work until about 8 o'clock every night. We're not doing, parties and whatnot. It's literally, we start at 9 o'clock in the morning and we go until 8 o'clock at night with a lunch and a dinner break. All right, guys. That's it. I'm out of here. Everyone, please have an amazing Mother's Day. And for those of you who aren't mothers, and you have fur babies, happy Mother's Day to you too. And just, if you're not a mom at all, just celebrate that this is the day that we honor women, because that's what Mother's Day is about. It is about, you have probably mothered somebody at some point through your words, your kindness, your interactions, and that deserves to be celebrated too. Bye, y'all.